The gist. Regarding my health, it is slowly improving. This post, an editorial on President Trump's proposed rule changes to scientific and medical research, presents a hot-button topic. Health Rising wades into the political arena hesitatingly and only when it affects the medical research prospects of diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. Please do not use this editorial to vent your feelings, positive or negative, towards President Trump. Please stick to the issues at hand. The editorial begins with the shocking departure of Omar Yagi, the 2025 Nobel Prize winner in chemistry from UC Berkeley, to open a new AI institute in China and pursue opportunities unavailable to him in the US. Yagi's move was particularly alarming because he's working on the forefront of technologies that are powering many of the important advances in science today. The first section concludes with the assertion that Yagi's departure is emblematic of a change in the U.S. scientific landscape that has made it less conducive to research. It asserts that the proposed rule to alter how the U.S. government funds scientific and medical research will only continue to lead the U.S. down an unfortunate path. The U.S. has been the foremost proponent of a merit-based approach to scientific research that relies on experts in the field to decide the worthiness of each grant. The proposed rule gives political appointees the last say in whether the grant will be approved. To understand how large of a departure this is from scientific norms, note that no Western-facing developed countries allow this kind of political intrusion into the scientific funding process. Political appointees, who are not required to have any medical experience, can reject a grant because it does not meet vague standards such as presidential policies or national goals, which the rules state can shift over time. Taken to its extreme, political appointees could reject grants from medical researchers at universities or from states that President Trump has issues with. The Trump administration has previously held up billions of dollars in medical research grants in an attempt to force universities to accept changes to civil rights, admissions policies, and curricula. While diseases like ME/CFS are not doing well in the NIH, they do have their place and are not in danger of losing their funding. Political appointees who bring their own biases to the table could upend that. The Trump administration could decide that ME/CFS or long COVID research, for instance, does not meet its national goals and move its funding into diseases like cancer, heart disease, etc. As diseases with already low standing in the NIH, these fields would be hard-pressed to combat this. Given its attempts to dramatically reduce NIH funding, it's possible that the Trump administration could even decide that NIH funding is not in the national interest and simply start rejecting grants willy-nilly to free up funding for immigration, defense, etc. The NIH has been loath to stop expensive multi-year grant projects absent evidence of malfeasance. The new rule allows the NIH to stop studies that are underway if they don't meet the same vague criteria. This actually happened a couple of years ago to long COVID research when someone in the Trump administration stopped dozens of multi-year Recover Initiative-funded long COVID studies in midstream. Only after a political outcry ensued did the administration return funding. The rules also attempt to move research away from prestigious universities located in expensive urban centers, which requires more indirect funding to less prestigious universities with lower indirect costs. The result? Potentially fewer premier researchers working on these diseases. The rules also attempt to reduce international collaborations in favor of domestic collaborations. Under this rule, it's quite possible that DECODE ME, funded by both the NIH and UK funders, would never have gotten off the ground. Further rules that make it more difficult for researchers to attend conferences and get their papers published will only serve to impede medical research. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can choose to give one time or set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.